我们今天的翻译菩萨有换了一位新的，所以大家要多给他鼓励一下。好，我们上个礼拜讲什么
？What did we talk about last week？
七天前的事情。
seven days ago。
Oops。我们上礼拜讲万缘放下，对不对？一念不生。
Last week we talk about put down all entangling thought, not letting one thought arise。
那其实万缘放下，一念不生，跟成佛有什么关系
？So what's the relationship between put down all entangling thought and not letting one thought arise and becoming a Buddha? What's the relationship between these two？
他们两者之间有关系吗？
Is there any direct relationship between them？
成佛的因地。
It is the cause of becoming a Buddha。
其实我问这个哈，其实也是一个伏笔啦哈。其实我们最后讲到也会讲到说，哎，我们要成佛。我们一开始有讲释迦牟尼佛成道的时候也跟我们讲过了嘛，我们都是什么，我们都已经是现成佛了，对不对？那为什么我们自己没有办法了知我们自己是佛，只因怎样妄想执着，所以怎样不能证得？所以啊，我们上一次讲的要放下的，其实就主要就是要放下什么东西？对，就是要放下我们所谓的只因妄想执着的那些妄想执着。我们如果愿意放下，而且这个放下是要怎样？一放下，永永远远的放下，那这个一放下，齁，完完全全永永远远的放下的时候，其实我们就是怎样，我们就是佛了呢，对不对？
The title of this today is just a hint for what I'm going to talk about.So when Shakyamuni Buddha just got enlightened and became Buddha, he realized that everyone has the Buddha nature and within ourselves. So why us as ordinary beings, we cannot see it? Because all the erroneous thought we have and the attachment we have. So last week we talk about put down all entangling thoughts. Put down meaning put down all the erroneous thought and attachment. And put down also means to put down forever.
好，那所以我们今天就来讲说这个原文哈，各个立地成佛这一段，其实他讲了，其实他第一句话他其实已经很明明白白的告诉我们，其实跟上一个段落其实讲的其实是很相关的哈，他也只是告诉我们说，法本无法，一落眼前即非实义，了此一心本来是佛，直下无事，个个现成。
So The first sentence here we talk about is the Dharma that is spoken is not the true Dharma. As soon as you try to explain things, the true meaning is lost. When you realize that one mind is the Buddha, from that point on, there is nothing more to do.
所以其实这句话它其实它不是很言文言，然后文言文呵呵不是很文言文，所以大家看应该是很能够了解的哈。他就是说法本来是没有佛法这件事情的，有佛法的出现是因为怎么样？我们有需要，众生需要佛法来修行。所以如果你已经是用所谓的语言、文字、思考、符号、任何的想法、任何的思维的形式表现出来的东西，它已经不是真正佛法那个东西，已经不是真正的修心啊本性的那个东西。所以我们如果能够很明明白白的去了解认识到我们这颗心本来的面目，我们自己本来就是佛，如果你真的能够去真正的实验体验到这个点的话，你当下你不需要再做所谓的任何的事情，所谓我们扣上修行的这件事情，我们现现成成当下就是什么佛。
It is actually not that hard to understand from the written form of the text. So originally there is no Dharma. The reason why Dharma came because ordinary beings, we need Dharma to practice. And anything that is described in characters, words, signs, that is not Dharma anymore. As soon as we can understand, we can realize our true mind, which is pure and undefiled, will become a Buddha.
所以如果说我们能够了解我们这个本身这个自信它已经是现成的，已经是完成的，我们还说所有的修行啊，说修说证，那都是魔说的话，那都不是佛说的话。
If we realize the fact that everything is already complete, is already there, then all talk about practice or attainment is demonic deception.
可是这个这样子的观点来看这样子的事情是从什么样，是从什么应该是说是从圣人甚至是佛菩萨的境地来看的。如果对我们凡夫来讲，我们说修行这件事情是没有的，而且是魔说的，这样是对吗？你这样去理解对吗？因为我们还没有真正的悟到我们那一颗本来面目的心。如果我们这样子只是用理解的方式去了解，然后就说啊，我的境地就到这里了，不需要修行了，不需要佛法了，这样其实你是什么？在打妄语啊。
So, however, this point of view where that is coming from is actually from the patriarch or Bodhisattva's point of view. As ordinary beings, if you say, oh, there is no need to practice anymore, is that okay? is not okay because us as ordinary beings, we haven't been seeing our original face yet. If you say there is no need to practice anymore, that is a big lie.
我这里想要指出说，这里所谓的无视哈，对于佛菩萨来讲哈，甚至对于大修行人讲、大证悟者来讲，他们所谓的无视是什么样的状态？啊？涅槃空寂的状态，也可以这样讲哈。可是从现象来看的话，是他们是不是真的就像我们所谓的无视，是不是这样所谓的闲闲无视啊
？So here, I'm trying to point out this phrase, meaning that nothing, there is nothing more to do. So what does it mean? What status? You should be on in order to reach this, there's nothing more to do stage. I think once you enter samadhi or nirvana, as an ordinary being, there is nothing more to do doesn't mean, you don't do anything.
应该是说，对于佛菩萨的境界来讲，这个所谓的无视，跟我们讲的闲闲无事是不一样的。
From Bodhisattva's aspect, there is nothing more to do. It's very different than the being bored and having nothing to do stage that we have as ordinary beings.
师父最后有一个句子，大家记得是什么吗？空里有哭笑，本来无有。
生死皆可
抛。生死皆可抛。
师父has left us a verse. the English verse.
无事忙终老。
We're growing old. We're growing old.
He 有一个英文翻译，对不对？
Okay.
Oh.我也不记得那个英文翻译真的怎么翻出来的哈，基本上就是描述，就是一个大修行者，他虽然是在无视的状态下，可是他是随时随地随着因缘需要他的时候，他去做任何的事情。
So,
所以他不是闲闲没事，而是他是在又忙的当中去体验我们所谓的生老病死的状态，体验所有现象来来去去的状态，可是对他来讲没有所谓的这些事，可是他是随顺因缘，他该在那个当下扮演什么样的角色，去完成什么样的事情，对他来讲，他只是在那个因缘当中的一个，他没有所谓的我去做任何事情。
I forgot the English version of the verse. Basically, it means as a great practitioner, you don't, while you're doing things,you don't have the self in it. So you just follow the cause and conditions and do whatever people need you to do or go wherever people need you to go. You can be really busy, but at the same time, you don't put yourself in it. You experience...birth, death, getting old, and getting sick, but you don't grow vexations from it.
那第二句的话讲的是什么？空里有哭笑。既然是空的，为什么还有哭有笑？是有一个我在那边哭，在那边笑吗？在起这些所有的情绪吗？不是吗？那是什么的状态？
The second sentence is having tears and laughters in emptiness. So, if everything is empty, why there are tears and laughters? Does it mean you put your emotion in it?
看众生的境界。因为如果我们说啊，我们的修行是要来帮助众生的，那我们如果摆着一张脸完全是没有面目表情的人当众生来接触到你的时候，他的反应是什么？我们的显现我们所有这些在大修行者大修正之后的人，他们所显现的这些所谓的哭笑，是因应众生的需要来显现的。它是怎样？他有在哭，可是他没有认为说有一个我在哭，甚至说我在骂你。我只是这个因缘当下需要透过这样一个形式来告诉你一些东西，可是他没有所谓的一个我在骂一个对象的你，是这样。所以所有的东西都是因缘的现象的显现，可是呈现的心理的状态是在空性相应当下的，没有一个所谓的，就像国兴法师讲的，没有所谓的能所可是都是心的呈现，都是真心的显现，是不是这样？国兴法师讲的真心。
So, as great practitioners, they're here to help people. If they don't show any emotions on their face, what will people think of them? They cry but when they're crying, they don't put a self in it. Sometimes they get angry at people and yell at people. That just because they're using a way to try to teach and help others doesn't mean they put a self in the emotion. Everything is just a phenomenon. They appear in a certain way to help others. It's just like what Master Guoxing used to say, there is no subject and object. Everything is phenomenon. It reveals your true mind.
好，所以接下来讲到的就是说，达摩东来直指人心，见性成佛。明明白白指示大地一切众生都是佛。
So, next we are going to talk about Bodhidharma's direct point at the mind, seeing into one's nature and attaining Buddhahood, clearly instructed that all sentient beings are Buddhas.
所以在达摩祖师来到我们中国，开始的时候他的方式就是直指人心，我们禅宗讲的也是直指人心，直接当下就是告诉你你的心是什么样，是清净的。每个人都有这样子一颗清净的心，这一颗所谓清净的心指的是什么？ 对，就是我们的佛性，我们的自性，哦，另外一个名词就是空性。
So when Bodhidharma came, he just point out the fact that direct, he just direct point out at the mind and tell us that everyone has a pure mind, and the pure mind meaning the true Buddha mind in yourself.
所以他明明白白的就告诉我们说，我们大地一切众生每一个人都是现成的佛，只要我们能够去真正的看到我们这颗清净的心，这一个本来就很具足完整的自信，哦，我们其实当下我们就是佛了，哦，所有世间一切众生都是佛，哦，然后而且不要受到怎样随顺无染，哦，不要在因缘的现象当中起烦恼心，起执着心，哦，不要被这些烦恼执着所污染的，哦，那我们在二六时中行住坐卧，我们只要能够保持我们这颗心，这颗什么的心，清净的心，不要变，那我们就是现现成成的佛。
So, as long as one, I think as what Bodhidharma directed, as long as we recognize our pure self nature and then follow his instruction that all sentient beings are Buddha, admit that all sentient beings are Buddhas, one can harmonize with the environment, yet remain undefiled as long as we stay undefiled by attachment and vexations, the mind will remain unified throughout the day, whether walking, standing, sitting, or lying down. There is no difference. This is to already be a Buddha.
哦，所以他这个直指人心的方式，哦，就是非常非常的直接，哦，就是去看我们这颗心，如果你真正的直接的去直视到我们这颗心，认知到我们这颗心的话，你根本不需要用心用力，更不需要有作有为，更不需要怎样不劳纤毫言说思维，
嗯，
这些讲的东西都是什么，我们现在认知的所谓的什么，对啊，那要讲这些都是妄想，全部我们的心念，我们所有的言语行为都是妄想，哦，可是在我们凡夫来讲，这些都是什么，我们利用来修行的方便，对不对，的工具方法观念，哦，
嗯，
我们现在都需要嘛，对不对，是不是，嗯，
This teach is very direct. At this point, there is no need to this teach is very direct. It's a direct pointing at the mind. At this point, there is no need to put forth effort and being diligent. Everything is erroneous thought. However, do we need this so-called erroneous thought? We do, because we need them to practice.
我不会讲 erroneous thoughts 了。
到时候，他们可能不是真心的，是我们 erroneous thought。
What I meant is, we can utilize walking, standing, sitting, lying down, this as symbols, as ways to practice.
好。
法师 also mentioned that it shouldn't be translated as Iranian thought. It should be the way to practice.
嗯。我帮忙翻译一下哈，因为我觉得他翻的对我来讲好像不是我讲的意思哈。So what I meant is, if you can directly realize your true minds, your this self nature, then what we so call practice, the concepts, the methods, all this language we use to help us to walk on this path is really not necessary anymore. Okay? Because once you can directly realize your true mind, then at that very moment, you are the same as the Buddha. No? And yourself actually is the Buddha's already. It's just you don't realize yet. Okay? So, but we as a sentient beings now, we still need all this what so-called practice. You know? 好。所以我们说成佛其实本来就是一件很容易的事情，是我们把它复杂化了、哦啊、为什么我们会把它复杂化？因为我们不想放手，我们不想放下，所以我们把所谓的本来很简单的事情，本来你根本不需要修行的事情，因为你不肯放下，所以你要加很多东西进来，很多的观念、方法、修行的方式、修行的这件事来帮你、教你、训练你自己怎么去放下。
So, therefore, to become a Buddha is the easiest thing, is the most unobstructed task. But why we make it so complicated? Because we cannot put down things. We cannot let go of things. So that we need all the sort of things to practice, and we.
所以他其实这边俊老和尚也讲，告诉我们哈，成佛这么容易的事情，这么自在的事情，完全取决在谁啊？自己啊，不是佛菩萨呢，哈，不是修行啊，你根本就是在你自己而已，不假外求，哈。所以我们修行，我们常常想说祈求佛菩萨加持护持、保佑帮帮我、可不可以减少一点烦恼，这样做可不可以啊？也没有说不可以啦、当我们自己还力量还不够的时候，我们需要佛菩萨这样一点信念、从佛菩萨这个功德愿力帮我们加持一下、可是这个真正加持你的人是谁啊？对。
So Master Xu Yun has said becoming a Buddha is the easiest thing. You just need to do it by yourself. Do not seek outside yourself for it. But however, we always seek from outside. For instance, we always pray to Bodhisattvas and beg for more merit and beg for help on making our vexations lighter. etc., etc. But however, this type of action, does it help? It does help, because Bodhisattvas, you can borrow some of Bodhisattvas' merit and transfer to yourself. But in fact, when you are not strong enough, but in fact, you are actually borrowing the merit from yourself.
Borrowing 这个字，我觉得也是有点怪怪的。I don't think it's borrowing from the Bodhisattva or the great practitioner's merits. It's kind of like, for example, we have the trust. For example, you have the trust in your parents. So when your parents guide you in this learning process, you also gain this trust in yourself, and then you be able to know you can do it too. So it's the same thing when you pray to the Buddhas or the Bodhisattva, you trust in them, in their practice, in their great vow and merits. So maybe at the very beginning, it looks like you're trying to ask for their blessing from them. But in this process of transformations, within, you change yourself. And then you, in return, you'll be able to gain this will and strength in your practice. And then it's you to change your karma. And you transform yourself, but not the Buddhas make you transformed. Can I say that? Yeah. Internal strength. Okay? Okay. 好，没关系。我们都在学习，这也是学习的过程。Okay? 好。所以他这边更细节的就是指出说，如果我们好，我们凡夫大地的一切众生，如果我们不想要好，不甘长劫轮转于四生六道，永成苦海，而愿意成佛，常乐我净，地性佛主戒严，放下一切善恶都莫思量，个个就可以立地成佛。
So here it talks about all sentient beings who wish to avoid rebirth for eternal kapas in the four forms of birth and the six paths of existence, who eternally sink in the sea of suffering, and who vow to attain Buddhahood and the four virtues of Nirvana, can immediately attain Buddhahood if they wholly believe in the sincere words of Buddha and the patriarchs.
所以这一段在告诉我们什么？如果说，那我先问大家好了，你们在这一期的生命当中有没有感受到苦这件事情？
有。I have a question for you all. In this lifetime, are you experiencing suffering?
啊，为什么？什么事情是苦？
Why? What is considered as suffering?
为什么会苦？生也是苦啊，要老去也是苦，老了之后就什么病都来了，对不对？行动又不方便，然后又常常生病啊。现在是不是只有 只有年老了之后才会有这些病，没有嘛？哈，很多年轻的人，甚至小朋友，他们也都生很多怪病了嘛，对不对？哈，啊，这是苦，是不是？是苦。啊，这都只是什么样的苦？身体上的苦。
For instance, being birth is suffering, and getting old is suffering as well. Once you are getting older, you get all kind of sickness, and you're not as energetic as before. Nowadays, not only old people, the younger people get sick, all kinds of weird sickness as well, even the children.
啊，身体上的苦很容易解决嘛，现在医药很发达，对不对？然后又大家又还蛮注重养生的嘛，这些身体上的苦痛可能诶向外寻求有方法可以解决。
These are physical sufferings. It's actually not that hard to solve, especially nowadays. You can go to doctors and take medicines. And
那所以身体上的苦看起来还好嘛？哈，是不是哈？哎，可以解决，有想办法。如果你愿意，你想办法可以解决。可是最苦的是什么啊？心的苦。
The physical sufferings is actually not that bad. As long as you put effort on solving it, it will be solved. But the worst one is the mental suffering.
为什么心的苦是最苦的？
Why the suffering of the mind is the most severe suffering?
心的苦有哪些啊？哈？
全部的。
对。
So, what is considered as suffering of mind?
对啊。好几种吗？求不得苦，爱别离苦，厌憎会苦，然后呢还有什么？对，五蕴自生苦。
For instance, there are many types of suffering for mind. For instance, you're not able to gain what you want, and you have to be apart from the people you love, and also
厌憎,
you always encounter with the people you hate, and
五蕴自生苦，因为你有这个五蕴的色身，然后因为这个五蕴不调和，所以它就很苦。不是五蕴，色身发挥的。
The five skandhas is not harmonious in your body.
Not only in the body.
Not only in
the body. All the phenomena.
In all phenomena.
这些苦啊，其实如果往根本的看，其实他们都是同一个。
Actually, fundamentally, all the sufferings are the same.
刚刚菩萨望哈，那除了欲望之外呢，其实是一样的。这欲望、执着都是讲的，都是同样的东西。最主要就是你不愿意放下。后景我们这篇要讲的主要的中心，告诉你的观念，你就是不愿意放下，你求不得，就是因为你不愿意放下，你一直想要，所以你求不到你要的东西，你就很苦。
So, it all comes from desire and attachment, and the most importantly, you don't want to put down, you don't want to let it go. For instance, you cannot gain whatever you wanted. If you just put it on, you won't be suffering. We're already giving you all the directions in the text, but you're not able to do it.
所以你看求不得爱别离是不是一样，因为你放不下对亲人的执着，对不对？那种情执、哦、不过真对我们来讲真的很难、哦、如果说真的突然就这么发生了，你身边的人就不管是因为意外或是生病或是什么，他必须离开你了，那个心的感觉、哦、我开始学佛的时候、哦、也是因为、哦、我第一次在我生命当中碰到应该是说别离这件事情，而且它发生的非常的突然，可是也是因为这个因缘让我开始学佛，所以我很感恩。所以就是我爷爷突然车祸就往生了，那从小到大第一次面对亲人的死亡，我不知道怎么办。那时候我已经大学了，完全不晓得该怎么处理这件事情。那时候才了解到说，哇，原本认为很理所当然的事情，他可能一念间他就完全转变了。那我们常常就是没有准备好去面对这个一瞬间的转变。那为什么没有准备？因为不了解无常，那时候完全没有所谓无常的观念，认为好像诶一路走就是这样啊，就应该是要只能这样而已。那突然一个因缘变掉了，你就傻掉了，你就不知道了、嗯、
So not being able to gain what you want and being apart from the people you love, these two types of suffering are very similar, almost the same. And you suffer when you're being apart with the people you love because you cannot let go the attachment of to the people you love. For instance, when I started to study Buddha Dharma, there is also because I encountered some encounter the fact that my grandpa is leaving me. When I was in college, my grandpa passed away because of an accident. It happened so sudden. To me, I was not ready yet, and I thought life should be in a certain way. A lot of times we are not ready to encounter the impermanence yet because we don't understand the impermanence.
所以如果我们其实了解到其实整个佛法一刚开始佛陀证道之后他一开始转法轮转的讲的是什么，那第一谛是什么？
苦
啊，苦的讲的是什么？其实苦在梵文里面，它并不是说所谓我们认为的痛啊、病啊、不舒服的感受，其实它其实讲的就是在讲什么无常。
So the first time when Shakyamuni Buddha turned the Dharma wheel, he talked about the Four Noble Truths.The first noble truth is about suffering. What is suffering? I think the most fundamental explanation for it is impermanence.
The Sanskrit term for the suffering is dukkha. But it doesn't necessarily mean the suffering in our normal understanding is more related to the pain, painful things or uncomfortable feelings. But dukkha is actually the neutral term. It mainly talk about the impermanence. Okay? So, 我们说, 苦, 哦, 不管是苦, 或是热, 我们讲的热苦, 或是热, 热, 它是不是也是包含在苦里面啊? 对, 为什么? 因为它也是无常的, 所以它热的背后的本身, 它就是一个无常的事实, 所以它带来的就是所谓的dukkha。
So for both suffering and pleasure, is pleasure part of suffering? Yes, it is, because it's also part of impermanence.
所以我们如果认知到说, 当我们还有所谓的我在这个六道轮回里面, 我们就以 就像是沉沦在这个所谓的苦海里面，如果我们不想永远在这样子的生死苦海苦海里面轮转的话，我们真的是想要怎样离苦得乐，成就佛道，那你就一定会起非常非常大的信心，相信佛祖的 什么告诉我们的教法，告诉我们的真理，然后一信永信坚信，然后你真的就是愿意怎样放下。所以我常常之前也有一阵子常在分享，你们相不相信因缘因果？相信，可是如果相信的时候，事情来了，你会生气吗？ 如果你相信你不会生气耶，因为本来就是因缘因果啊，那你生什么气？那是你自己造来的，你为什么还要生气？就表示你不信，你没有真正的信，所以才会生气。So
if we wish to avoid rebirth in the sixth path of existence, we're willing to get out of it, get out of suffering. We need to practice and believe what Buddha have told us, and have faith in it. But do you believe in cause and condition and cause and effect? If you do believe it, do you get angry when you encounter certain things? If you do get angry, that means you don't truly believe in cause and condition and cause and effect, because all the condition you're encountering right now is caused by you.
所以很简单，他就是告诉我们放下一切。 善恶都莫思量，个个就可以立地成佛。哦，那善恶莫思量，谁也讲过？六祖慧能大师嘛，对不对？在六祖坛经里面，什么不思善、不思恶啊？那国兴法师常就把它翻译成很好用的两句话，是什么？好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌啊！这就在平常生活里面就很好用了，是不是？哎，So
it's very easy. Just renounce everything and think neither of beings made by all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and patriarchs. It's not a. It's not a boast, nor is it a empty wall. I think I translated before. I suppose.
um, Sorry. So it's the teaching here is actually very direct and very simple. It's simply just teach us to let go. Let go of what? Everything. And many is to let go of the self attachment, this self-centeredness here. Because you have this self, so you are grasping, you will have the desire and everything. Everything comes from this self. Okay? So, and also teach you how to put down this duality thoughts, duality thinking. Not thinking of good, not thinking of bad. Everything comes because of the cause and conditions. Okay? So if you can simply put down this, everything, this idea of the self, put it down, the attachment, the duality, at this very moment, you can realize your self nature, your Buddha nature, and then you are indeed a Buddha already. Okay? So, 好，我们其实现在我们在修行的这些听到的所有的观念跟方法，齁，都是诸佛菩萨还有祖师大德看到我们众生很愚痴，没有办法一下就放下明了我们自己的本性，所以他不断的不断的不断的不断的重复了讲了这些话，从讲了一点点我们再不懂，他再讲的更多一点，又不懂再讲的更多一点。所以我们现在所听到的所有的佛法三藏十二部经典都是因为这样。本来佛陀开始弘法的时候，开始说法的时候，他讲的只是很简单的是什么，就是我们刚刚讲的四圣谛嘛。可是后来慢慢的因为众生不同根性的需要，他慢慢的讲了什么，慢慢讲了又祖师大德他们自己的修行体验，又因为众生又不懂，他又讲了什么什么，对不对？可是他无非就是在很恳切很痛切的叫叮咛嘱咐我们，他们讲的这些没有丝毫的狂语，他只要帮助我们怎样看到我们众生自己的佛性而已。
So all the method that was taught by the Bodhisattvas and patriarchs are because we're so ignorant and they're trying to teach us ways to practice. And they keep talking more and more because we're still not understanding. Originally, when Shakyamuni Buddha started to spreading the Dharma, he only talked about the Four Noble Truths, and then he add up onto it. So the Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, and patriarchs, all the things they taught us is the truth. It's not a boast nor an empty wall.
好，所以哈，可是你会看到我们众生真的很愚钝哈。你说无奈大地一切众生从无量劫来，轮迷生死苦海，头出头没，轮转不已，迷惑颠倒，被觉合成，犹如金金投入粪坑，不为不得受用。而且染污不堪。
So, unfortunately, sentient beings are confused, and for limitless karmas, they have experienced birth and death in a sea of suffering, appearing and disappearing, endlessly taking on new forms of life, dazed and confused, entangled in the worldly dust of the six senses.With their backs to enlightenment. They're like pure gold in a cesspool. Because of the severity of the problem, Buddha compassionately taught open Dharma doors for us.
所以你看哦，这里哈，我们其实观察自己就好了，你会发现哈，即使我们在苦中，哦，我们好像觉得很苦，很想出离，可是有时候我们也很颠倒的，我们好像很享受这种受苦的感觉，有没有？没有享受受，你用享受可能不太对啦，哈你可能就是在里面一直打滚，你也没有，你已经滚到说，好像就这样吧，哈，就这样吧。
So,
不知道怎么走出来，就这样吧，对不对？哈。
Just look at ourselves. So we do have the we do well to get rid of suffering, and but sometimes we even enjoy suffering, or not willing to get out of it.
我刚说可能用享受不太对，有点像说你就是被困在那个里面，然后你也不知道怎么处理这样子。
Sometimes you're trapped in the condition of suffering, and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to get out of it.
所以其实祖师大门大德们，其实他们就是看到我们众生在这样子的状况下一直在受苦，所以他们发起的大慈悲心、大愿心，不得已说出种种的修行的方法还有法门。所以我们说这边讲说八万四千法门，其实它也只是一个代表的数字，其实就是根据众生各个不同的根性和根气，来给予众生需要的方法来修行，来对治我们的什么贪嗔痴哦，种种的习气烦恼哦。
So the patriarchs and the Buddha, Bodhisattvas, they compassionately taught us all kinds of way to practice. They taught 84,000 Dharma doors to accord with the varying karmic roots of sentient beings, so that sentient beings may use the method to cure themselves of all the habits and faults, which include greed, hatred, ignorance, and desire.
所以他这边其实用了一个比喻，就有点像是我们什么，把我们这一颗真心，它就像一颗纯金的，我们讲说摩尼宝珠好了，你把它丢到粪坑里面，它已经上了层层的什么污垢污染，然后教你这些方法，就是给你各式各样不同的工具，怎么样去慢慢的把这些污染可以去除洗去，让你自己那颗摩尼宝珠的光明可以显现。
Here they gave an analogy, saying our true mind is like gold in a cesspool. So the Buddha teaches method, many ways to clean up our, to clean up this piece of gold to practice and make.
那这八万四千法门，佛说的法哈，都是佛说的，门门都是妙法，都是可以了生死的哈。只要能够帮你悟到哈，它只有当机不当机的问题哈，所以没有所谓 好坏高下的问题，所以门门都是妙法。所以师父也常讲，只要这个方法这个法门对你来讲，你可以从这个方法得利，它对你来讲就是最好的方法，对你来讲就是最好的方法。所以没有所谓说啊，我念佛的比参禅的好，或是参禅的比念佛的好，诵经的研经的齁比较好，拜忏的就不好，没有齁。其实门门都是妙法，所以你必须去了解自己齁，哪个法门是你需要的齁，每个人都不一样。所以我们在修行的过程，第一个齁，你要先认识自己，认识自己之后找到你的方法，你必须就是从此一门深入。
So all the dharmas Buddha taught us are wondrous dharmas. Every dharma door can lead you to get out of birth and death, become a Buddha. The question is if it's appropriate or not appropriate to you. There is no level differences. There is no one dharma door is better than the other. All you need to know is to know yourself, which dharma door is the best for you.
所以你这边最后就是讲到说，你只要能够一门深入，而且历久不变，这就是在考验我们的什么持久心，长远心。我们修行其实最后当你选你发心了，可是最后是跪在你的长远心。你能不能真的就是把这个修行的愿心一直持续下去，而不是只是说我修行的得到，我觉得说好像有改善了啊，我就开始怎样慢慢的怎样放逸啦，偷心了啊。那当有需要的时候，你再重新再来开始求菩萨，求佛菩萨，然后再开始来什么想说我要来打坐，来共修，来拜忏。其实是不是我们有一个比喻，我相信大家都提过，你在烧一壶开水啊，你本身你这颗修行的这个慧命就像这一壶水，你要把它烧到开，然后你好像开了大火给它烧了滚了一分钟，然后慢慢的就把它关起来了，然后等你需要的时候，你想说啊它又冷掉了，你再把它开大火想要再把它烧，是不是又需要时间，对不对？所以当我们这个修行的力道，修行的这颗心已经出来了，我们就要不断的去长养，去保任它，不要说我修行好像已经觉得我有一点点好的经验了，够了，我不要了，那你就开始放逸，你就变成说你的心又冷却掉的时候，你这颗修行的那个力道又重新又回到那个冷的程度的时候，你要重新再提起来，你要花更多的时间。所以我们修行贵在长久，就是不断的把你那个火苗啊一直维持着，让你的水的温度一直保持是同样的，不要失去了，不要因为自己的一点点的经验体验啊就怎么样，整个心齁就已经怎样飞起来了，够觉得够了就不需要了，然后就开始放逸，我们这边贵在历久不变，然后如果能够这样做到的话，你一定就怎样可以成就。
The most important thing about practice is you, as soon as you enter a dharma door, you insist on practicing for a long time.And eventually you can accomplish it. Not like practicing for a little while and then you gain some experience, you become happy and become loose on it. Here, there is an analogy. Practicing is like boiling a kettle of water. Once you turn the stove to really up, turn the stove up to really high temperature, the water in the kettle gets boiled. And once it gets hardly boiled for 1 minute, you will turn it off. But practicing shouldn't be like this. It should be you keep the temperature moderate and keep the water in the kettle warm as well. You have to keep practicing in order to accomplish.
好，那这一段的文章基本上就是大概到这里哈。那可是这里主要讲的是说，各个立地成佛嘛，哈。
So, this paragraph is pretty much it. We mainly talk about how everyone can become a Buddha.
那这里讲成佛啊。
So
here, 讲的意思是什么？
Here we say becoming a Buddha. What does that mean of becoming a Buddha?
讲的是我们从一个凡夫变成佛吗？
Is that talking about how we're becoming a Buddha from an ordinary being?
我们本来是凡夫，所以我们透过修行变成佛。
So we are all ordinary beings originally, and from practicing we can become Buddhas. Is that?
是这样吗？
Is that?
不是嘛，哈。
No, it is not.
所以其实这个所谓的成佛讲的是什么？现成的佛。
Oh. The Buddha, becoming a Buddha here is actually exists already. It's already there.
所以不是说啊，我们本来是凡夫，所以我们透过修行变成佛，不是。这个所谓的讲的佛，就是不是从一个本来不是的东西变成另外一个东西，这样子有一个东西变成另外一个东西，那原本这个东西是不是又可能又会变了，对不对？因为无常嘛，你不可能从这个变东西变成这个东西，然后这个东西就永远是那个东西，这样就跟无常不相应，对不对？所以它可能还会变啊。
Here we talk about becoming a Buddha. It does not mean you become a Buddha from an ordinary being by practicing. If you can turn an ordinary being to a Buddha, you can turn a Buddha to something else as well, because of impermanence.
所以这个成佛的意思并不是说我从一个众生变成佛，而是呢，你发现，你发现你是佛，你发现你本来就是现现成成的佛。哦，所以不是变成，而是发现。所以成佛悟道，他悟到的那个道是他无中生有起来的吗？不是，他也只是发现那个真理，对不对
？So here, as we've already said, becoming a Buddha doesn't mean you turn yourself to a Buddha from an ordinary being. It is more like discovering the Buddha within yourself. For instance, Shakyamuni Buddha become enlightened. He just discovered his true Buddha nature in him.
所以如果你能够发现透过修行的这样子的过程，你发现你自己原本是佛，所以你在任何的时间哈，还有任何的地方，现在、过去、未来都是佛，哈。那 你就是真正的体验到跟佛体验到的东西是一样的，只是我们现在不知道哦，所以我们还在讲有成佛这件事情。我们还不知道说成佛，我们所谓佛的境界、佛的状态是什么，所以我们想说我们想要跟佛一样，所以我们想才有讲成佛这件事。
So, from practicing, we gradually discover or realize the fact that we are all Buddhas. Once we discover the fact that we are Buddha.We are Buddhas. Regardless, it is in the future, in the present, or in the past, we realize that we are Buddhas. By then, we will be able to experience what Buddha have experienced. Now, we call it walking on the Buddha path or becoming a Buddha as a sign.
所以说从佛菩萨的立场来看的话，有没有所谓的众生？没有，其实他看到每一个都是佛、哦、可是我们还是呈现是众生的现象，是为什么？因为我们自己不知道。可是佛看到我们每一个人，他都是直接看到我们的什么佛性，而是不是看到我们的怎样贪嗔痴慢疑，只是我们不知道而已。我们不认为我们自己是佛，可是佛认为我们是佛。
So from Bodhisattva and Buddha's aspect, is there any sentient beings? No, there isn't. From Buddha's point of view, he can see from us is our true Buddha mind. It's not our.Great hatred and ignorance.
好，所以变成是说，那为什么我们还讲佛要来度众生？如果他看到我们是佛了，他还来度我们。
In that case, why we keep saying Buddha will deliver sentient beings?If he has already seen our Buddha nature, why is he still delivering us?
But is Buddha really helping you? No. He is helping you to understand yourself. You have to help yourself. So it's like that Buddha sees the people who are still Buddha, just because he sees在众生的他们自己的因缘当下，他们还没有明白了解证悟到他们自己的佛性的时候，因缘现象还在吗？佛在这个因缘现象里面，他就因应众生的需要，透过不同方式的什么显现，让众生自己去明了到他们自己的佛性，那众生就成佛了，对不对？
So,
所以这个佛是要自成的、哦
So is Buddha really delivering sentient beings? Not really. Buddha is teaching sentient beings to realize how to deliver themselves. For instance, Buddha will appear in different appearance under different circumstances. He'll find ways to teach sentient beings to realize their own Buddha nature. And
所以佛菩萨甚至是祖师大德教给我们这些这么多的观念方法还有教理，它本身都是什么？都还只是方便法，它不是所谓的佛性的本身。
SoAll the method theories that has already taught by the Bodhisattvas and the patriarchs are all ways, convenient ways, to deliver us, not, to teach us.
因为我们刚刚第一句话这里就讲怎么样，一落言权即非实义。 所以佛和祖师们讲的东西都不是真的，他只是方便说。
So here at the beginning we've already talked about it. As soon as you try to explain things, the true meaning is lost. So whatever the patriarchs and Bodhisattvas have told is not true.
所以任何我们现在用的所有的语言符号告诉我们的东西，我们说它是方便说，是因为它要告诉我们，它要指引我们。比如说就像我们要去某一个地方，一定要有路标，要有路，有这些就是路名，我们才知道说标了这个东西要怎么去，对不对？否则没有嘛。那这个有一个比喻，就像以手指月，对不对？这些所谓的观念方法教理都是什么？这个手指头告诉我们要怎么样去看到那个月亮所以我们不能抓着这个 手指头认为说啊，这个手指头就是所谓的真正的真理，真正的自信佛性，没有它，你要往这边那个方向看去。所以不是要看手指，不是要执着手指这个东西，而是要告诉你要看到你们自己的月亮要看到月亮，不是看到手指头。
So all the characters, words, method have taught by the patriarchs are just like are signs that is just for conveniently teaching us or lead us. For instance,If we're trying to get somewhere on the road, you need the signs to lead you to wherever you go. Another analogy would be using your finger to point at the moon. So once you see the moon, you cannot keep clenching on the finger. You need to realize the moon in your mind.
所以我们现在我们还是需要这些嘛，对不对？我们还需要这些方法，这些教理，然后我们是用我们自己的，我们用理解的方式去用这些方法，用这些观念可是最后呢，我们要把这个所谓这个方便法这个东西，最后我们都要怎么样放下，直接的去了解到自信这个东西所以我们比如说我们在练习方法的时候比如说练习禅修的方法，你最后都要怎样练习到你方法它只是一个工具，带你去体验到所谓无心的境界，你最后连这个方法都要放掉的金刚经里面也讲嘛，对不对？讲什么？法上因舍，何况非法，对不对？最后这个法你要体解到真正的那个东西，你不能被这个所谓的语言文字符号所限制住了。
OK, so we need the method and all the theories so that we can understand what Buddha is talking about. However, all the characters, signs and words need to be dropped at the end. For instance, when we're practicing Chan meditation, we use method as a tool to lead us to a stage which is no mind. It's also like what it says in Diamond Sutra. Even the Dharma should be dropped at the end. You need the things that are not Dharma should also be dropped. That's the whole sentence from Diamond Sutra.
好，所以我们要成佛，哈，立地成佛，哈，各个立地成佛，其实很简单，只要做什么事情，放下舍，对，舍，练习舍心，哈，放下，啊，要放下什么？最后有没有放下这件事情啊？
So becoming a Buddha is very easy. There is only one thing to do, which is put down. So what do you need to put down?
Everything.
Everything. And at the end, there is no
letting go. No putting down.
Yeah, there is no even putting down.
那我们一旦能够了解，好，我们能够所谓的成佛，我们理解悟道的这个佛性，好，其实是怎样？每个人其实都是一样的，没有说我的佛性比较好，你的佛性比较不好，它就是同一个佛性，就是同一个跟佛悟到的，就是一模一样的东西，好，就是一模一样的东西。哦，所以我们说我们都是现现成成的佛，只要你愿意，只要你愿意发心修行，哦，然后愿意提起舍离心，哦，我们想说我们真正要修行，第一个一定要怎样出离心，第二个一定要提另外一个心是什么？菩提心，哦，这个对所谓的顿悟法门，你只要能够愿意放下，你就马上能够成就。可是对在顿悟之前，如果你没有累积足够的什么资粮，你要讲顿悟好像很难嘛，齁，顿悟真的就只是一刹那间而已。可是你本身你自己的资粮还不够的时候，我们就是还是要很老实的修行，老实的用这些言说来修行，哦。
So once you get enlightened, everyone becomes the same, because your Buddha nature is the same. No one has a better Buddha nature than the other. We all have the same Buddha nature.That's why we need to practice, and we need to practice hard. We need to give up, practice how to give up and put down things, and have a body mind at the same time. So while practicing, there are two ways to put down or to stop. One is immediate stop, the other one is graduate stop.So once we don't have enough merit yet, we need to practice hard and stop or put down gradually. Immediate stop sounds great, but we are not able to do it yet.
佛性是相同的，当你真的能够成佛的时候，你显现出来，我们刚刚讲到师父说的那个句子，齁，无事盲中老，他在盲中老里面显现的东西是什么啊？他为什么无事还要盲中老
？So all Buddha natures are the same as what we talk about in earlier in Shifu's verse. We gradually growing old. We gradually busily growing old while there is nothing to do. Sorry, I failed.
应该是说无事忙中老，我猜，你说，you growing old, 忙中老， you growing too old in 朱茵in doing things but what you mean in doing things is still not a single thing that in your mind you think you are doing things. Is that sound, make sense? Yeah, makes sense, right? So you even it's like the Buddhas. For them, they already realize the emptiness. So within this emptiness, there's still functions in these cause and conditions requires them to do things. And what do they functions? They functions in the manifestation of wisdom and compassion. No? So even when for them they are not really doing things, but in the cause and condition they still functions with their wisdom and compassion. 所以我最后要讲的就是说，我们虽然要学习齁，我们其实念念，我们也讲了，如果用念佛法门的话，你念念当下清净，你念念那一颗心就是什么？那就是佛。所以我们就是练习齁，在我们还没有真的办法当机立断马上当下顿悟成佛的时候，我们练习在念念当中学习怎么样去体验这个佛性，去体验我们自己的原本已经很具足了的慈悲智慧，然后在那个清净的当下，你利用你的慈悲跟智慧怎么样去帮助众生。
So we need to study we need to study hard since we don't have the ability to become immediately enlightened, we need to practice at least have one momentAt least you have one moment that is your mind is pure, and then moment by moment you keep the pure mind, and under the pure mind you experience wisdom and compassion, and utilize them to help people.
好，所以其实我们的慈悲跟智慧跟佛有没有不一样？没有，只是我们的深度还不够。所以它的本质上是一样的，哦啊，我们在发生作用的时候跟在帮助众生的时候其实也是因应当下的因缘状况有不同的呈现而已，可是它的本质是一模一样的，所以大家要对自己有信心，希望大家都可以各个立地成佛。
So our wisdom and compassion is the same as Buddha'sIt's just the depth is not there yet. When we're trying to help others under different circumstances, we utilize our wisdom and compassion. It's the same essence as how Buddha helps others with his wisdom and compassion. So I hope everyone has really firm faith in your mind and practice hard.To walk on the Buddha path.
好，那我们今天的讲经就到这里结束。Yeah. 那其实参禅法要我只讲的大概一半，哦，那如果大家真的有兴趣的话，可以去看师父那一本禅门修正指要。
We're gonna stop here today. So for the essence of Chan practice, I only talk about half of it. If you're interested in that, please go look for Shifu's book.
For English, I believe that we have an article. The title of this article is called The Essence of the Chan Practice. You can look online.
Yeah.
You can be able to see the whole article.
Yeah.